This show is
Really?
not for the easily offended, and show notice the explicit tag. If you don't like the curse words, fuck off.
He's a massive one. Apparently they were asked to change their clothes, remove their signs, or they will be ejaculated from the venue. We better fucking whip it out and get on with it.
And welcome to DSJMP WrestleCast episode. Katie, what episode number is this?
We are on number 45.
That is true. I was just double checking with her. I actually did know, but hey, this is what we do here. We ask Katie. We should have our own segment. Ask Katie. But anyway, we are here to talk about the sport of professional wrestling. You can use hashtag tweet the tape. Oh, wrong show. You can get a hold of us by emailing dsjmp.com@gmail.com, or you can follow us at dsjmp.com, no dot in that one. Follow us on Twitter. You can now listen to us on the Trending Topics Network, www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. Not only DSJMP WrestleCast, but the Second Shift, Cerebral Satire, the Ohio Indie Report, NFL Easy Picks right there, with the Spanish Announce Table, Old School at the Movies, Trending Mobile Technology, and Tunes. And what we do on the show, like I said, we talk wrestling and we get the best like minds and at the last moment, and Devil Vamp has a cheesy little thing that he likes to do, blah, 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 but we're going to get into the content because we got shit to talk about. Okay, we don't, but yeah, I'm crushed for time. Starting off like we always do, well, when I'm hosting, we will start with Wayne is not a baker for long.
Talking about cheesy, I'm eating some Wensleydale cheese as we speak, and that's better than that plastic muck you lot have.
No. The plastic muck that we have, yes, that's American cheese. But there's still plenty of other good cheese out there.
I know, I've got a block of it here.
I just heard him mumbling.
You go tell the cheese heads up in Wisconsin that their cheese is terrible, and they might, I don't know, they're just as bad as you in England. But anyway, we also have Katie, the First Lady.
Hello, 2 days before Christmas, and I'm in a jolly mood.
Are you Ho-Ho Hogan?
Well, Hogan, I don't know about the hoe part.
Oh. Anyway, we also have DRG back this week, who's not going to be sending us a fucked up email.
No, the email was not fucked
so,
up.
So, yeah, it was just like, it was just really funny. It's just about
host doesn't know how to
edit promos.
That makes fun of Devil Vamp for deleting a show. The host who has brought me back to save this podcast.
Okay, in full clarity, I have to talk about what happened. When I was editing it, I did part of the editing out of order. And when I did but it was like, okay, in my mind, I'm like, all right, I did this a little bit out of order. I could still fix it. Everything could be still fine. And everything seemed to be fine. But then when I produced the final bit of it, I didn't go back and re-listen to everything, make sure everything fit. For some reason, the gap that I put in between us talking, because DRG's email was actually put in post-production. We listened to it on the call, but it was through a microphone, and it would have sounded, actually it almost would have sounded just like DRG, but we were like, well, I'll just put this in post-production, it'll be fine. Well, for some reason, that gap that I put in went away. So part of our response got put over your email. I extremely apologize for it. At the end of this episode, I will put it in its entirety.
I wouldn't. There really wasn't anything of value being said. I basically talked about the three things that were popular last week that y'all all covered, so I wouldn't even worry about it.
Okay. If you say so, I was being nice.
I know. I appreciate it, Heavy. That is more gracious than other hosts might have done when talking about TNA, but I will go ahead and bow out and say it is not needed.
And once again, we have the mop jockey.
Yeah, bah fucking humbug.
Yeah. What, did someone put a cucumber in your stocking?
Yeah, lots of them. Of course, I'm going to re-gift them just to FTW, but that's all right, though.
You can listen to that conversation on NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. Use hashtag NFL Easy Picks. That one's for you, Kata. Anyway, let's start with keep, toss, and improve. And like always, we are starting with Wayne, the First Lady.
Oh, that's a wee. Sorry, delayed reaction. I know a lot of people shout on it, but I like the Miracle on 34th Street fight. I thought that was great fun. Even kept Claire entertained throughout all of it, so... All right, there's no need for silence, was there?
I'm sorry, I posted this on Twitter. Can you please explain to me which was the best themed match of the year? Was it the Trick or Street fight? Was it the Turkey Bowl? Or was it the Miracle on 34th Street?
Thing is, though, you're saying that as an argument, but if you actually listen back to Spanish Announce Table, which is also found on Trending Topics Network, I tweeted the table about the pumpkin bit, and I actually enjoyed that. So maybe I've got a small concentration span intelligence, but I enjoyed it.
One thing about Ambrose is that he likes to work with props in his matches.
He does. He's awesome. Well, I'd rather...
His background is in that CZW shit, too, so he's got a little experience with it.
I've mentioned this before, but I went back and rewatched something, and I can't believe how much I see it more now. I went back and watched an old Brian Pillman promo, something right around the time he was with the Hart Foundation. Just look at his facial expressions. There's Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I mean, granted, I've made the comparison before. But that was just going off memory, but actually watching it, and Dean Ambrose, I really hope he has the career that Brian Pillman didn't. Because I believe if he didn't die when he did, he probably had a big future. He probably would have had a nice feud with Austin around the title. That could have been amazing.
My one complaint with Dean Ambrose is the cartoonish
that everybody likes
punches. No, the cartoonish punches. That gets on my nerves. That's my only complaint with anything he's done, and he's not the leader of the Shield.
My biggest
the little bitch punches when he jumps on top of them.
Are you saying he wasn't the leader of the Shield, or...
No, he was not the leader of the Shield. But,
there was no leader of the Shield.
What?
There wasn't.
No, just, it's like this little silly wind-ups, and I don't know, it's just, that part of it takes you on, it's just kind of goofy. He should be, to me, he should be a serious, badass type character.
Why so serious?
Wayne, I would have been fine with this street fight had it been, like, not just TLC the other week. Like, if it wouldn't have been so, like...
I was going to say, that's a fine one to say with TNA that do a hardcore match every week with Bram.
Exactly. I don't mind the gimmick matches. It's just that we just got done seeing this, and everybody complains about too many gimmicks, too many gimmicks, too many gimmicks. Why do we need something as silly as a Miracle on 34th Street Brawl when we had one last year for the...
There's no story to progress tonight because it was the Christmas Raw. That's the problem. And that leads me on to my toss or improve. Either improve it and actually make story progression in this episode or just toss it another week off. Because that was just a glorified house show feeling tonight. It was, nothing was progressed. It was just basically, there was more wrestling opened up, which I'm not criticising about. It's just nothing come of it. It was just matches with no story progression in any of the feuds.
What do you mean? A Raw where we had the fantastic matchup of Jack Swagger versus Fandango? That's not a good Raw?
I disagree, because we had evolution in Ryback's character. He is now Ryboak instead of Ryback.
Oh, that bow. That was brilliant.
What really should have happened, and I heard a lot of people say it on Twitter, Ryback should have came out not with a bow on, he should have came out with Bo Dallas. That would have been great.
No, it wouldn't have. Go to the corner, Heavy. That's horrible. But he came out with a bottle of vodka.
Oh, TRG, you just have to believe.
So now are we trying to make Bo Dallas just like his brother Bray and just a glorified manager?
No, just come out for that gag.
Chirp, 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 chirp. That's Bo Dallas for you, buddy. Chirp, fucking chirp.
Motherfuckers love Bo Dallas. Fuck, Bo Dallas has more fans than TNA.
Motherfuckers love that New Day. Just clap your hands like this. Yeah. That's what they like. Yet? Yeah. Anyways, you're right, Wayne. There was nothing accomplished on Raw.
It's the holiday Raws. This is exactly what you expect.
SmackDown's not going to be much better because that was filmed Sunday night, so that's going to be even worse than what it normally is.
I've always thought that in WWE and TNA, these 2 weeks shouldn't be anything. Because, honestly, people don't care about your product these weeks. People are more concerned about Christmas and New Year's or whatever Devil Vamp likes to do instead of those days.
That's where I'd have the 2 weeks off then and come back with a season premiere and actually have a season premiere going into WrestleMania season.
Well, there was a year that they did best of those years. And look what TNA's doing. They're doing best of this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, there's a different reason, but...
I was going to say that either host the Slammies or have the best ofs during this time of year, because I don't like the expectation of going in watching Raw saying, okay, it's live, it's something new, there's going to be something cool that happens, and the only thing that I get out of it is Piper returning and a Ziggler and Luke Harper match. That's really, I felt walking away from that, that was the only thing that I got out of it, because Santa Claus with Muscles was way better than Ho-Ho Hogan.
I think something, what they're trying to do is, it's better to have something new than to have repeats.
I don't.
That's why they should add a rule with the Slammies, but actually hold it in a smaller arena and actually have a ceremony rather than try and mix it in with matches.
I think the real question is what they're going to do after this. They did it last year, and I hope they do it again. Like the first or second Raw of the new year, they had Old School Raw, which is, in my opinion, one of the top Raw gimmicks that I absolutely love.
Whoa. What about Raw Roulette? Vegas, baby.
Okay, Finn.
They didn't do it last time. They didn't do it last time they were in Vegas. They skipped Raw Roulette.
Yeah.
I know, and I loved hearing He Who Shall Not Be Named bitch about it. It was hilarious.
But
Old School. Who is it we're not speaking of?
Finn.
Oh, fuck him.
Anyway, I mean, we're on a just random tangent right there. Let's moving on. Katie!
Welcome to the DSJMP, buddy.
Welcome to DSJMP. I want to be Devil Vamp, and I'm going to start putting motherfucker on time limits, because I got shit to record. If you want to talk more, you can join us on NFL Easy Picks tonight. DRG.
On the Trending Topic Network, by the way.
# NFL Easy Picks. Anyway,
DRG, let me play it out for you. I think you are being invited to be on a show.
I know, and I think I have a family that kind of misses me.
Didn't we talk about this the other day? Priorities, son. Priorities.
All right, Katie, keep tossing improve. What do you got for us this week?
Keep toss or improve, motherfucker. Or. Anyway, Katie, keep tossing improve.
All right. Keep on counts. Before I get into that, you mentioned the Old School Raw. I read somewhere they're doing like a reunion, like Shawn Michaels, Triple H, or whoever's going to show up. I think that might be it. It might be, I don't know. I read that online.
No, that's WrestleMania.
Whatever. All right. My keep is I like this new feud with the Bellas and Natalya, and I like the role Tyson Kidd's playing, sort of like being involved with Nikki every time she gets hurt. I mean, I don't know if Natalya's going to, I think it seems like they're going with her and Nikki probably at the Rumble for the Divas title. I don't know if she'll win the title, but I like where it's going so far, and I hope it gets better.
I just want to see Natalya be champion. That's all I want.
Of course you do. Because you say you could see her face Charlotte when Charlotte comes back up again.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Wouldn't you trade Natalya in for Nikki, though? I would.
See, that's my fear on this, is like, is this like a brand new feud, or are they just doing this to promote Total Divas coming back?
Total Divas.
I could see this being both, because this seems to be more of a legit, because you're not going to, I doubt you're going to see on TV that, or on Total Divas, that all of a sudden it's Nikki and Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be where even the person who doubts that it's scripted would go, okay, that's fucked up. Like, that's when you've gone too far to go totally scripted and you're just being WWE light. So
I wish that it was Eva and not Nikki. Wasn't it Eva and Tyson and then Fandango and Natty?
Oh, yeah, that would have been good. I thought you were thinking Eva as Divas Champion, because I'm like, yeah, I
can. No. Well, all right, if they want to do her as Divas Champion to put heat on this, if they're going to carry in the Total Divas thing, then I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with Eva the Diva.
Oh, neither do I.
But my thing is, if they're wanting to tie it into Total Divas, that would have been a good way to do it. But hands down, the best thing about it, is Tyson Kidd's tweets covering it up, saying, you know, because he's tweeting to Nikki Bella and saying, I was just helping my longtime friend and checking to make sure she's okay. I like the way that Tyson Kidd and certain people use social media, and it just added a little bit of oomph to it to me.
I like how Natalya uses social media and posts pics of Tyson when he was in school and he has I tweeted a picture, and I happened to find it yesterday too. It was a detention slip written for somebody, and it was like some like the most weirdest things people have been written up for, and it was like disturbing the class by showing cat pictures, and I tweeted it to Tyson, and I was like, is this you? And I mentioned Natalia in it, and she favorited it.
My God. I knew the guy loved cats, but that in a class picture, oh my God.
I think it's funny because they're demonstrating their weird quirks, because we get to see certain things about them on the show, but when they start adding those real life elements, like him FaceTiming with his cats and knowing that he actually really is that passionate about it, it adds so much more to the show to me.
The one thing I'm going to add about Tyson Kidd and I think that could actually go into a really good storyline. There's like certain things they seem to be telling that I don't think people are noticing, like how he wore Nikki's hat and all
that
stuff. What else? I think they could really build like a really good story. They could build something that actually has layers to it, and it's not just a boring diva storyline. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, we get the match at Royal Rumble, and let's say Tyson accidentally costs Natalya the title or something, or purposely costs her the title, and like, there could be so much, like, cool shit, storyline-wise, but...
Yeah, plus for right now, AJ's, like, on this break or whatever. I mean, who knows when she'll be back. I mean, who else is she going to put the Bellas with?
She quit.
Probably even Naomi.
She quit.
So, she quit.
No.
She walked out. She got a staph infection. She's gone.
Yep, she quit. She quit in Cleveland, just like her husband.
She got a yeast infection.
She's got an infection. It's probably not staph.
I don't know. From when I seen her at TLC, I really hope she gets well soon, because that bitch is too skinny.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I think she got like anorexia or something. She's like, her and Angelina Love have similarities.
Skeletor.
They have similarities in the midsection. I don't see enough of Brie to tell, but that midsection, you can see too many of the ribs, and it looks like unhealthy. They should have like whatever her name is, Sally, Jesse, whatever, having people do fundraisers to send food to them. It's weird though, because African kids, their bellies stick out when they get that starved, but the girls just go in. I don't get it.
A fun fact: Angelina Love blocked me because my friend told her to eat a cheeseburger. And
now the whole story here.
And what?
The whole, what the hell is his name?
Heavy hitter? I mean, hard hitter. Wrong hitter. Hard hitter.
Crimson.
Tell the whole story. That's what I was getting into, but you interrupt like a motherfucker.
You're too slow.
You're worse than me, Mom.
You're impatient. You got a cucumber waiting for you or something?
Hey, don't you have another podcast recording?
Anyway, but a friend of ours who used to be part of WIR and all that, named Hard Hitter, tweeted about Angelina, about she needs to eat a cheeseburger. Crimson read it, got offended, talked shit to him. Angelina blocked him for it, Crimson blocked him for it, and then me and a bunch of other people were basically like, fuck Angelina, fuck Crimson. Angelina blocked me for that simple tweet, and I don't think she wrote anything back, and then Crimson wrote something back and then blocked me, and later on accepted a match at AIW.
That was hilarious. Can you see why they blocked you?
Well, yeah, I'm not complaining about it. Okay. That's not there's one person that I'm blocked by that I'm just like, really? You're a sensitive bitch, but that's a long story.
Is it Lance Storm?
No, I'm not blocked by Lance Storm.
Not either. He was talking about finding out how many people he's blocked the other day.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. And CM Punk was like, what, you could see the number?
Yeah, he freaked out. He's like, really?
But then you have to actually count them.
Yeah, he counted like 1,057. Lance Storm did.
But anyway. Right, moving on. Katie, your toss or improve.
I don't think I really have much to toss and improve. I mean, it wasn't a bad show last night on Raw. I enjoyed most of it, even though it was total holiday cliche and everything. I guess my improve would be, like, I would rather have Mick Foley come out as Santa Claus than Hogan.
Yeah. I'd just rather Noelle come out as the elf.
Yeah.
I started watching the Ringside Collectibles show that she does.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a few of them.
She is quirky as hell. I love her. Fuck Frank the Clown. I love Frank the Clown, but fuck you, Frank the Clown.
Yeah, she's got a sense of humor. She's fun.
You can tell her dad's Mick Foley. Not by her look, just by the way she acts.
I was going to say, you really surprised that Mick Foley's daughter is quirky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see that, I think it was WWE Creative-ish made the picture of her in, I can't remember if it was Los Matadores or some tag team or something, two guys, and put the Brazzers sticker on it and sent it to her and said, I'm sorry. And I don't know if she favorited it or retweeted it or something, but it was hilarious.
Well, at least it's not like Hogan. When someone tweeted something about like Brooke, I don't remember what it was, and he like retweeted it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was about her, it was something that was just way sexual. And yeah. I don't think he understood the reference that they were making.
No, he agreed.
that's not the first weird thing he's done, like doing weird stuff with his daughter. So.
Oh, yeah, like marrying a girl that looks identical to her? Yeah.
I know, that's creepy.
Yeah. He's got a thing for them blondes that look ugly as shit.
Brother.
Now, let's be fair. Brooke is definitely a butterface.
Yeah, she's got the height and the body, but just knowing that she looks like her mom and how, like, her mom reminds me of, like, a meth head. Like, somebody you'd find in your trailer park mop, that's what she reminds me of.
Hey, I moved out of that there trailer park.
Oh,
yeah. To be a trailer park, it's got to have wheels. My damn house ain't got wheels.
Just because you put cinder blocks around it doesn't mean it's not a trailer.
My house has wheels. My house has wheels, but I don't live in the trailer park.
No, you live in the cab.
Yeah. Right, moving on. We are on to DRG, Keep, Toss, or Improve.
I want to keep the SmackDown commercial for Thursday.
Yeah.
I loved it. I cracked up. And they showed it like two or three times, and every time I would stop fast-forwarding and start it from the beginning because I loved it.
The only time I will ever like Adam Rose was in Fluffy Little Bunnies. Oh, turns out that.
Oh,
Dean Ambrose at the end is funny, too. We'll see you Thursday, yeah?
Yeah, they could have done, like, a couple-minute-long commercial and done something for every single wrestler, and it wouldn't have gotten old.
I think they should have done that on YouTube, like, showed variations of the commercial and had one with, like, Big Show going, I can't wait for Thursday. No, screw Thursday. I don't want to go on Thursday. No, I really do want to go to just, like, flipping heel
like
and
I think the funniest meme that I've seen of it was the beginning of the commercial with Big Show on the couch, and it said, paint me like one of your French girls.
That was so funny. Instant Cara sitting in the waiting room of all people. It was random. So random. But yeah, that was definitely my keep of the week. They did really good with that. My improve, TNA's new shows. I'm sorry. But if you're going to utilize this chance to get more revenue based upon the content that you're putting out, chances are you would get much more viewers by putting out new content and taking that time to put Explosion on there or host something around the X Division. Like, I get the best of in introducing people to the backlog of TNA's library. I get that. But this Mike Tenay show bothers me because they could use an hour of that for Mike Tenay to do the power rankings and more in-depth on the story. But they could also use another hour of it to get some of these guys over that need the time. Kind of like when we were talking about that Gunner thing. If you give Gunner a chance on these shows to have more wins and more mic time, maybe I can get to liking him again. But right now, they just don't have enough time with 2 hours of content weekly.
They would have plenty of time if they got rid of about half of their talent. Sure. They have too many people on their roster for a two-hour show.
Mm-hmm. Fully agree. Rob Terry, Garrett Bischoff. And there's numerous people I can sit there and name. But then again, you do that, you say that, and then when somebody like Brittany leaves, everybody goes, oh, they should have kept her. They dropped the ball with her. How dare they get rid of her? Sorry, if AJ Styles wants more money than you're willing to pay him, let him go. Let him go and find a new face, be it Bobby Roode or EC3 or somebody, but you have to be smart about the money that you are trying to save and the two-hour time that you have weekly to show these guys off.
To be honest, though, just going strictly by the numbers, AJ Styles leaving did not affect the ratings even a little bit.
It affected the house show.
It may have affected house shows. I don't know the numbers at house shows. But the house shows ain't been much anyway. They did one here in Dayton, and there was 300 people that showed up for it.
Right.
So that was long. This was 3 or 4 years ago.
That's because there's only 300 people in Dayton.
No, sir. No, sir, there is not.
302, my bad.
In all fairness, I have heard of Dayton before.
Thank you. We have a basketball team that plays in college.
I've been to Dayton, too. So.
Don't y'all have a racetrack, Dayton 500?
No, that is the Daytona. How dare you blaspheme the great Daytona 500?
I mean, it could be worse. You could be confusing it with Chicago.
I've never heard of that place.
It's Mom's favorite places. He wants to move there one day.
Yeah, I can't wait to get there.
Are you done with TNA talk? Because I'm starting to get tired.
Yeah, I just think they need new content.
Go on, wrap up. 2 minutes.
Am I wrong?
Now, the only thing I'll say to defend TNA on this one, and it's one of the problems I have with WWE, if I work second shift, or when I was working second shift, if you miss Raw, you're fucked. There's no replays, there was no nothing. You miss it. Now, with right. TNA, at least, there's going to have multiple showings, and they'll have another show that recaps it. So at least, if you miss the weekly show, there are other opportunities to catch it.
They're playing a replay immediately after Impact already. They have 7 hours of content on this new thing.
I'm just gonna say, I'm just gonna guess, because if they're gonna replay it like that, it's also gonna be replayed at other times throughout the week, like most of those smaller cable channels do. They have a show that's gonna a premiere show, and then they air it, you know, three times throughout the week or something.
Right. And that was the thing, is they have the 2 hours for the new Impacts. They've got a 2-hour block immediately after for that replay, and if they play it throughout the week, that's more time. And then they were granted a 2-hour block for this new Unlocked show, and then granted a 1-hour block for the TNA backlog, basically, of best matches. They have time to use, but I feel that they could have used it better, and I also feel that they could have picked better on the best matches to showcase instead of just hosting the best of Samoa Joe, the best of Kurt Angle. Those DVDs are good, and they've got great matches on it, but give Josh Matthews and Jeremy Borash time to introduce this stuff and make it different from the DVD. Don't just show the DVD to me.
I wanted to throw out there, is showing the best of Sting really a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
We have a best of Hogan, too.
They have a best of Rob Van Dam, which actually Destination America called him Ron Van Dam, not Rob.
What's the difference?
But
now, let's be honest here. Let's give this new show a chance. It hasn't even aired yet, and you're already crapping on it. You're saying it's this and it's that, but we don't know what it really is going to be yet.
That's true. I'm just going off of the announcement that Mike Tenay and Dixie Carter made. They stated that they're going to do a power ranking system on the show. I like that idea. They're centering it more like a sports center type recap with some interviews and content based upon the show that you saw yesterday. I like that aspect, but I think that they could also use some of that time, because if they're going to give them a 2-hour period, I feel that you can do that in an hour and then use another hour to help get over some of the other guys on the roster that might need that time on television but don't get it weekly. I mean, think about if they would have taken the Menagerie storyline and had that 1 hour a week to tell the story of them running away from the loan shark and then figuring out who the loan shark was and how to pay back to the carnival. That would have made the Menagerie something a bit more interesting than just them coming out randomly and scaring the piss out of Robbie E because he hates clowns.
Let's face it, the Menagerie was dead the minute they came out with the guys on stilts and
yes.
That silliness. That killed the Menagerie, period.
Yeah, and that's sad because Nux is a really good wrestler, and Crazy Steve attaches and captures the audience, the fan base. I don't know what it is about him. I think he's hilarious, but for some reason he has people liking him. Rob Terry, I'm glad they took him off and took him out. The other girl, she's a former cheerleader. That's the best I could say about her.
I know, but she was really nice to look at.
2 minutes is up.
I was about to say, right, moving on. And Mop. All right, we're skipping your mouth. All right, no. Keep Tosser approved.
Well, I mean, naturally, the Dolph-Harper match was great. But my keep is the Dean Ambrose-Renee Young backstage segment, where at the end he says, what was it, Merry Christmas at the end, giving her that smile?
Happy
that
Holidays.
Awesome. Oh, it was Happy Holidays. Yeah.
Like we don't
still,
know.
I know,
still
right?
Want to see them finish a segment together where he leans over and just gently kisses her forehead.
Well,
and
that was their little gentle, like, oh yeah, you guys know, but you know.
Well, look at, I think one of my favorite lines ever was, of all people, CM Punk, when he was dating Beth Phoenix, and he was actually in Phoenix, Arizona. He said something along the lines of, I love being in Phoenix.
So what state is Lita in?
Who knows?
Oh, you mean what state hasn't been in Lita is what I was looking for.
I was going to say, the state Lita's in is probably either drunk or high.
Points!
Point! She's not straight edge?
She might be. I don't know.
She might be. I thought she was.
She took a straight one from Edge. Does that count?
all right, Mom, what is your tosser improve?
Oh, God. Just, I don't know. All these shows at this point are just kind of, well, In 2 weeks, it'll be good again. Just get rid of it. I mean, seriously, do something different. Even a highlight show of the best matches of the year, whatever. Just
I wonder why they stopped doing that, because like I said, they've done it before, but they didn't do much of it.
Honestly, I think it is because they agreed to a, was it 52-week-a-year live programming for with USA is why they've agreed to that, is why they do that.
It's released on DVD pretty much at the end of the month, too. They release all the best of Raws and SmackDown on DVD.
Yeah. Do you buy those?
Sometimes. I didn't buy Raws.
I've decided if I'm ever going to buy those, I'm going to buy them when they're on discount, because I'll see, like, sales in the older years or maybe a couple years ago are just so cheap. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'll buy those now. But, like, when they come out, I'm like, no, that's I'm not buying that now.
You know, that could explain why you have not beaten her in trivia yet.
Because I don't buy the best of DVDs?
You don't follow it as closely as she does. She studies this shit.
Damn right.
Well, I probably would watch more of it if, you know, I had the time and the ability to do it, but I don't have the time.
I have too much time on my hands. That's the problem.
And I follow other shit, too, that's wrestling related. And I do podcasts. Moving on, because I got more podcasts to do. I guess
on the Trending Topics Network.
Yeah, on the Trending Topics Network, www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. Let me see. I don't really have much for this week. I think we've kind of hit on all the majors that I can really think of.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks are going to be like cool down stuff. Just wait until January. Everything will pick up again, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. January, that's when everything just starts to build up because they're going to start building into Rumble. Rumble, after that, it's all building up into Mania, and everything's lining up. And, oh, actually, I do got one keep, and I think I mentioned last week. Yeah, I did mention last week. Ryback and Rusev. God, I fucking love that. First, I don't know why, but the Rusev storyline for me has been the best storyline all year that's lasted like this long.
They've done a real good slow burn with building momentum behind his character, because I remember people hating on him, Rock, going into the Royal Rumble about how he's worthless and shouldn't be on the roster and he just needs to be dropped. And I remember a conversation that we all had about how you just need to give him time. He has talent. Let's see what they do with him. And they have done it perfectly. This slow build has been excellent. And adding Lana was just a wonderful touch. Props to them.
First off, consider your source. And secondly, does anybody think he's going to lose before Mania?
No.
I don't think
he's going to lose at Mania.
I can see that, but that means Ryback's probably going to lose this feud.
No.
Not the feud. Maybe the first match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I guess there is only three pay-per-views, right? It's Rumble, Chamberlain, Payback, whatever they call it now. And,
Fastlane.
And then is it Fastlane?
Yeah.
And then Mania.
Which, if anybody knows, if you listen to that Spanish announce table where I was actually in the studio for emails, and they're having trouble in Elimination Chamber, I had to type out on my phone what the fucking pay-per-views were and show them. They need a fact-checker in there live in the studio so bad it's not even funny, but anyway.
No. That's the wonderful part of the show.
Well, plane tickets and not fly out there.
To say the errors are what make it hilarious.
Well, no, because they were trying to figure out, they were like, oh, what is the pay-per-view? And what they do is they're stalling to, like, one of them to remember it. And that's when I had to be like, all right, this is going on too long. Fucking, like, pulled out, like, a blank text, typed in Fastlane, and I showed them. And then they were like, oh, it's, well, I showed them, I think, a T-Mac. It's like, Fastlane. And they're like, no, it wasn't that. And I'm like, and I had to, like, mime, like, Elimination Chamber and, like, the dome of the Elimination Chamber. Like, come on, motherfuckers, you got this.
Was that pay-per-view they did called BattleBots. That was it, BattleBots.
BattleBots. Anyway.
Don't shit on that show. I like that show.
Exactly.
How do we get on this tangent? Anyway, of all things,
I'm on
the line. We're going off on tangent.
Yeah.
I love you, Wayne.
Oh, no, I'm still here. Don't worry.
You've been quiet.
He's quiet again this week. He was quiet last week.
I forgot. How do we get on that tangent? What did I say?
We were talking,
about
Elimination Chamber. Yeah, I think
Ryback could beat Rusev at Mania.
They could carry that feud that long. I could see it happening, especially as well as Rusev has done. I could see them carrying it out and stalling it out until Mania.
Rusev's got to win. Rusev just can't win clean. There has to be something. I'd love to see it at Fastlane, where it's Ryback is like, he just shell-shocked Rusev. He's going for the pin, and then, like, Lana, like, pulls out the ref.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, we can't have this. you know, and like she slaps the ref or something, and you know the match gets called. Mm-hmm. So that
I hope they don't ruin Ryback's push, because I think he could be awesome if they just pushed him right, like when he first come in.
Mm-hmm. And then they ruined him by turning him.
I think they're doing better with this build than they did before. They're like kind of like him doing the tag team and then going away, like hit the reset button.
Yeah, but it won't if they go and swagger him. So,
but they don't. That's why what Heavy's saying about protecting him in this. If you have Rusev win dirty by Lana finally interfering in a match because she had to for a man, and then whatever else, if they want to do that at Rumble or Fastlane, either way, but if they have a third match, Ryback can go over by a disqualification or something because Lana interfered again. You can protect Ryback in this, so whenever he has that win at Mania, both men are still elevated through it.
The only way they'll protect him is do the stupid passing out, not tapping out in the bloody accolade.
Oh, not again.
I think you just called one of the finishes.
Not again. Really? He's done this to everybody.
That it will be a chair to the head and he gets, like, Rusev actually gets disqualified.
Yeah, I think.
On the interference from Lana, I'm very mixed on it. Now, if she was to throw, like, the title in to give, you know, to throw the title to Rusev or something, but her to, like, physically get involved, I don't know if I would be into that.
She has yet to do it. That's the only reason why I think that it would work and help, because it would seal Ryback being such a credible threat to Rusev that even Lana sees he's in that much trouble.
I wouldn't be surprised, too, if you see a double count-out finish at one of these matches.
That could happen. A no contest or a double count.
Yeah,
you need something to, like, have this continue on. I mean, granted, I know everybody, I hate false finishes. Why can't we have clean finish? Well, because half the time they're building towards a special finish, spelling to the end of the feud or whatever, depending. But if Rusev is going to lose a streak, which undefeated streaks in wrestling are there, so when that moment happens, when they're beaten, it's epic. So
right, but that's what we know with Rusev. Who has come off of a winning streak like that and actually survived?
Crimson.
Yeah. Where's he at now?
Look at some of the people.
Try out with WWE.
Look at some of the people that have been on undefeated streaks. I think Goldberg could have been a good example, but he's not really that good of a wrestler. And then WCW folded, and that kind of really messed it up for him. But WWE doesn't do undefeated storylines that often.
No.
Well, actually, no. You want undefeated streak? Undertaker at WrestleMania. Fuck you, I win.
It's yet to see what's going to happen after that, because I don't see Taker coming back. But I don't know. It just seems like after that streak of winning is over, the guy just kind of falls away to nothing.
That's the thing, is once the streak ends for Rusev, his character dies and he returns as a Samoan Samba machine or some shit.
Now that's one thing that they could do with Lana, is if they start playing it more as they start being lovers, and they could use that in storylines.
Ew.
I know that there are storylines to be had beyond the undefeated streak.
Yuck!
Well, they are a couple in real life, okay?
Yeah, you'd just be jealous is what it is.
No, it's not that. It just, I've got a thing that certain people together look weird. And those two people look weird together.
The big hairy guy and the absolutely gorgeous blonde? I don't understand.
Yeah, why would that look like any weird at all? Bothers me. Go ahead.
Rusev crush?
Did you post that meme with her doing the Rusev crush and found the text message?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
All right, moving on, and let's get into What's On?
What's On?
What's on? What's on? It's my shit, dog.
So, what's everybody been watching and listening to? Wrestling and non-wrestling related. Wayne, start with you. You've been quiet.
I ain't really sort of watched anything. A couple Christmas specials I watched tonight, but it won't mean nothing to you Yanks. There's a couple Channel 4 programs. Man Down, and I also saw the last ever episode of Derek, so...
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, both really good.
I don't care.
I'm curious about Man Down. What is it about?
It's about a sad, pathetic 50-year-old teacher and his crazy life. So.
See, I thought that was the Colin Farrell movie that Wade Barrett was in.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Man Down.
I remember that.
Sorry. I had to pull that out of my hat. Yeah.
Okay, since we're going to talk British TV, when is the Doctor Who Christmas special?
Christmas, you dumbass.
Well, I know, but is it on
Christmas
Day?
Is that a serious question?
It's on Christmas Day.
Is it on Christmas? Okay, I didn't
yes.
know.
Yes! It was last year. It is every year.
This is the first year I've actually been watching it in real time.
That is the BBC's.
No,
proper,
I was still behind.
That is the BBC's proper, like, big Christmas show. That is what they're putting all their hopes on.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I'm, like, still a season behind on that one.
Yeah, I'm actually up to date this time.
Heavy, you're a disappointment.
How can I watch it? I would say without blowing through my data, but this month I'm already, like, 50 gigabytes in.
Jesus.
Yeah. My new phone, for some reason, has jacked my data up, and I have to figure out how to get it back down.
You have to start deleting your caches, man. I can tell you that much right now. GroupMe was raping me for a while.
Oh, no, I don't have those. Like, I don't get push notifications or anything for that shit. Fuck that. But anyway, Katie, how about you?
I haven't watched wrestling-related stuff. I mean, the last thing was Raw, but I have been watching holiday stuff. Really, I watched Home Alone. I was watched The Muppets Christmas Carol the other day.
I love that.
You were also on a certain podcast, Katie, as well, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I'm on second shift this week. Very.
Ooh, is that on Trending Topics Network?
Yes, it is.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
I also watched The Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The cartoon, not that god awful movie.
You don't like The Grinch, you say?
Grinch live action isn't that bad. I mean, granted, I think it's the animated one just is a classic, and that really is what hurts.
Yeah.
I thought Jim Carrey as the Grinch was awesome.
Yeah, he was all right. He seemed more not likable in this one as opposed to the cartoon. I don't know. I thought it was weird.
To me, it's like you can't do Charlie Brown live action. And Grinch, mm-hmm. while done very well, because that movie's been synonymous with Christmas for so long, remaking it just kind of was like, It was good for what it was, but it's not. I would rather watch the cartoon.
Oh yeah, the cartoon I think is a classic. It goes with a theme, which is one of my favorite Christmas songs, but not my favorite. Yeah.
Hold on, what's your favorite Christmas song? I'm curious.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh.
If I told you why, I'd have to kill you.
Because your name is Kevin Arnold.
No, Kevin Arnold.
Have you ever seen the movie Home Alone?
Kevin McAllister.
Oh, McAllister.
Kevin Arnold's
The
Wonder Years.
Oh, Wonder Years, my bad.
Have you not seen the movie Home Alone?
Not in years. Like, I'm talking about decade.
Yeah, I feel that's where you're going with it, and I'm just like, Kevin Arnold, what?
Yeah, my bad.
I know what you're saying.
I fully admit I was a dumbass right there. Fully admit. Make that clip of the week that I actually admitted to it.
Maybe. We'll see. Nothing was better than last week's clip of the week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What was last week's?
Moff saying that he was...
I would do him?
Something along the lines, talking about Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I remember. I'm sorry, I listen to so many podcasts, they all kind of blend together at a time.
Well, half of them probably start the same people.
Except for the ones on Trending Topics Network. Those ones stick out a lot.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, anyway. What are we on now? DRG?
Wrestling related, Lucha Underground. They finally decided to make a title, I guess.
I like it.
I'm kind of curious about where it's going to go. I like the way they did it. It looks like it's going to move to something interesting, but I just wasn't expecting, I guess because I had built up in my mind that they were just going to keep this as a titleless promotion, but the way that they have introduced it has been smart, I guess is the best way to say it, because they showcased all their talent first, put in the primary ideas as to who's the good guys, who's the bad guys. I'm curious, though, who would you like to see as their, you know, inaugural champion?
Son of Havoc.
Matt, fuck Rod.
He needs all the belts he can get.
No, honestly, do you watch the show?
No. I don't really get to watch much wrestling, period. Besides Raw.
Yeah, I'm like a month behind. But yeah, I was keeping up with it, and then shit happened, and I haven't watched much of any regular TV. But, I mean, I tell you, about have to go with Morrison, don't you, as your first champion?
I'm thinking Mil Muertes. Like, Morrison would be a good choice. I think Puma would do better on a chase. I don't think Big Rick would fit it. But Mil Muertes, with his domination and the fact that Dario Cueto brought him in because Chavo couldn't live up to the Blue Demon Junior Challenge. And basically, whenever he did introduce Mil Muertes, he said, once I bring him in, I can't stop him. It leads to a good idea of him being this dominant champion for a while and building Puma or one of these other hot baby faces up to take that title from him.
And more Maxine is good, too.
The lick.
All right, Mats, what have you been watching?
Hold on, I didn't get to on wrestling.
Oh, okay. Well, you go on tangents, I forget.
Tannets? What's a tannet?
Tangents.
Oh, boy,
this show's in a lot of trouble between me and DRG there.
I know. That's why I almost saw my knife on.
Love you, Mop. I was so excited when I heard Mop coming on. Been watching the old school Twilight Zone. They're on Netflix now. They are amazing. Highly campy. There's some funny moments that are just ridiculous. But all in all, I highly suggest you go back and watch them. There's good history in there, folks.
DRG, for going along, I'm now punishing you.
Aw.
You'll know it when you get it. I haven't really watched much. Just Raw, and that's it. There's been no new epic rap battles of history, so I can't really talk about listening to that. Listening to football. That's pretty much it.
Lots of football.
And winning a fantasy football league for $350.
Oh, I hate you! Oh! There are some things in life that cannot be unseen, bastard! That looks, it's so sad because it looks like that picture of Roman Reigns on Big Show, and I can't tell if I'm looking at Roman Reigns or Big Show, but, oh! Is that really your, like, mugshot or something?
What?
Is that your mugshot or something? Like, did you get arrested for public indecency and then took that picture?
Yep.
Because it looks like a mugshot.
I don't know if I just found that online, and I was like, oh, fuck you, I'm sending it to you for going over. But anyway, that was perfect timing. I said that I won a fantasy football league for $350, and you say that you hate me.
Fuck a whole bunch of you.
Right, moving on. Let's get into
Wayne's Water Cooler.
Wayne's Water Cooler.
Oh, great, this is a bit where I have to concentrate now. Right, here we go.
You concentrate?
Very rarely. I have to save all my energy up for this segment. Right, are we ready, guys?
Are you?
Shoot.
Oh, come on, more enthusiasm. Fuck
yeah, Wayne, let's do it to it, man.
Right.
What's on? Oh, wrong segment.
We've got the weekly one here, that's here every week, so fuck it, we'll do it again. It looks like The Undertaker has yet to make a firm decision on whether or not to work WrestleMania 31, and that could be part of the reason why WWE has Sting slotted to take on Triple H.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What was that?
As soon as you said Undertaker in WrestleMania, I tuned out.
Y'all know my stance. I don't want to see Taker back at Mania. What they
not even as a guest.
The next time I want to see Taker is him coming out and announcing his retirement. If they do that at Mania, fine. That is acceptable. But if he comes out just as a guest or on the panel or just to be a presence on the show, I don't
like.
He ain't
going to be on the panel.
I know.
That would be so weird.
I'm for him having one more appearance in a match because I feel like the streak has gone on for so long that it's every year it was like, all right, we know Undertaker's going to win. So now, all right, Undertaker's going to have one more match that's not in the streak, but it has to be a match that gets me excited. I'm a person that I could possibly see possibly before it being against Sting. I say possibly because there are some downsides of that, but if you're going to have it in a match, just have it against somebody that's going to be worth it.
Was it you, Katie, that brought up Undertaker versus Kane, and they both just kind of go away at the same time?
No, I mean, there was,
I know, this was like
that rumor about him and Bray Wyatt. But
no,
I,
that's
Undertaker Kane.
That's me. It was Undertaker Sting.
No, I'm thinking it was.
No, it was Undertaker. It wasn't on this show.
It wasn't this one.
That's a WIR Impact Players call. I want to. Something wants me to say that was Dan.
It might be, but
I've heard that call before.
It makes sense for them to both go away at this point, so I would like to see that.
I think the idea I heard for the end of that match, too, was there'd be, like, no finish. They just both disappear.
Yeah, big puff of smoke, like old-school Undertaker with the urn and shit.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, just have an urn sitting in the middle of the ring.
And you'll see a hologram of Paul Bearer.
Oh, God, no. Let's not do any more holograms.
A lightning bolt strikes the urn in the middle of the ring, and you see him on the Jumbotron talking about how they must ascend. And then Kratos' face shows up.
Do you realize how bad I would mark out if they actually did the lightning hitting the urn again?
And then the ascension will come out!
Yeah, that was my Kratos' face reference because the just fucking... the demolished powers of Doom have Kratos' face paint on their face. Fucking God of War, and it looks stupid.
Yeah, I've seen that meme too, where it was Fry from Futurama, that meme, and it says, not sure if Legion of Doom or Art of War. Or War, whatever that fucking
God of War.
God of War, whatever.
Well, they're coming out next week, right? They're right, making their debut.
Yep, maybe we'll have Chevy back on the show.
He can't be mentioned on this network. Shh.
Yeah, but this is also Trending Topics Network, and guess what? Those rules kind of don't apply.
Fuck them. Right, moving on, Wayne.
He's a massive one. I can't believe, like, we ain't talked about this already. According to PW Insider, Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, The Miz, Rusev, Lana, Paige, Hulk Hogan, Dusty Rhodes, El Torito, Goldust, Stardust, Kofi Kingston, and Sheamus are all set for the new Scooby-Doo WWE movie.
Shut up, are you serious? That's awesome.
I will disbelieve it because there's one name not mentioned, and that's John Cena, and he's going to be in it.
He's such a big part in the first one. Come on.
Isn't this year the Flintstone one?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Katie already knows when it's coming out.
I just know the month. I don't know the day.
She already got on pre-order. Wasn't he in the Scooby-Doo one? They just didn't advertise it.
Ooh, Punk?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't in that one. AJ was.
It was just AJ.
Punk was in Slam City.
God. One time. Slam City. Spoiler. CM Punk quit his job.
He quit his job.
You must not have been listening to Spanish Announce Table Time. That was a Tweet the Table one time, and that probably got one of the...
It was the best one. One of the
it was. They just busted up laughing for like a good minute.
I must have not been listening by then. I'm still new to SAT.
I was gonna say that was early Spanish Announce Table,
and that's when I was. That's like when I started tweeting in too. And I'm like, I'll do these like Slam City spoilers. I remember my first one was Zack Ryder does all the jobs.
that was my personal favorite.
Well, I thought that was good, but like when I did the Punk one. I immediately went like, all right, that was good, too. I just set the bar really high, and I'm never going to duplicate that again.
Yeah, and everyone that came after that.
Everybody there?
Yeah,
everybody just went quiet for a second.
Yeah, I thought it was just me.
I thought it was just me as well. At least I'm not alone.
Way to go, Katie. Kill the show.
Whatever.
All right, next one, Wayne.
Better do one for DRG. Right, so if you want a toilet, go now, anyone. Abyss has now taken independent bookings, which has led to some speculation regarding his future in TNA. At the moment, he's still with the company.
Right, moving on.
Yeah, I was going to say, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards just competed for CZW at an independent booking.
Please say one of the two of them got killed. Please.
No. I'm sorry, I like them. My little boys are fans of theirs, and I'm one of those people I can't hate the people that my kids are fans of. Because, like, when I was growing up, I used to be a big fan of, like, Wildfire Tommy Rich and Sting with the Flat Top and all the other stuff. And my dad never gave me shit for it. My grandfather never gave me shit for it. So when my little boy tells me how much he loves Rey Mysterio, as much as the smark in me wants to come out and say no, 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 he still enjoys them. So I can't rip on him. I'm not worried about Abyss taking independent bookings. If it comes out and says that he is not re-signing, okay, he's not re-signing. I would be okay if they moved away from Abyss at this point.
Or is it a sign maybe that TNA's changing some of their little bullshit rules about taking independent bookings? Maybe they're more open to letting guys go do other shows.
They've actually done that. Because I was at the show Hell on Earth for AIW Thanksgiving weekend. That had EC3 and Rockstar Spud on it. And this coming week, it's, what is the event, Charge It to Underhills or something like that, AIW, and it's, you're going to have EC3 again. It's actually EC3 and M-Dog Matt Cross versus Johnny Gargano and Josh Prohibition.
TJ Perkins did an interview with Dave Gilbert over at Talk TNA Podcast where he said that it's very easy for them to do independent bookings. All they got to do is go through Bob Ryder and verify that there's not going to be television and there's not going to be DVDs. However, Perkins also competed for Battle of Los Angeles this year. And I'm pretty sure that was, like, all 3 days were taped for DVD distribution.
Yeah, DVD used to be a problem, but I think they're backing away from that.
Yeah, that was what I was going for, is I think the DVD policy is getting pushed back. As long as it's not television, it should be okay.
Yeah. To television, like, I understand to a point, because what you're knocking out is you're not going to WWE, you're not going to ROH. I'm kind of for if it's a smaller promotion within, like, a state that's on local television, like, that should be allowed, but I get it. But DVD is what I don't get. And like I said, hopefully they're backing away from that.
Has Del Rio confirmed anything other than ROH at this point? Like,
not yet.
Because the rumor was TNA. But so if he's both in TNA and ROH, well, he's in AAA, which is Lucha's
parent corporation.
Right, yeah, yeah. But if the rumor's right and he's going to TNA and ROH, maybe they've backed off on all of it.
If that's the case, I'm wondering if the ROH little standoff that they've had with TNA is backed off. Because I don't see Alberto getting a contract with ROH. Like, if he gets a 6-month contract and then finishes that contract and then goes to TNA, that's one thing. But being dual signed to two places at the same time, that's the biggest catch. Whenever I read the news report that the hang up with that is because Del Rio wants to perform for two places with television deals, and TNA wants to sign him to an exclusive contract, they're going to have to up their money offering to him, which I don't think at that point he'd be worth it. But allowing him to split between Lucha Underground or ROH and TNA, I don't necessarily think it'd be a bad thing, because I don't think ROH or Lucha are going to bury Alberto Del Rio and make him look weak if he was, say, the champion or a real big babyface or heel in TNA. I don't see them doing that, because they would take money out of their pockets.
No, he's too big of a name. Yeah, they wouldn't do that. But then again, if he said there's only going to be two, it's going to be, you know, Lucha because of the AAA affiliation and ROH. TNA is probably out of the loop on that one.
Possibly could be. Is that a big loss for them? Do you think Alberto would have been a something that they should have gone a top free agent to grab?
It all comes down to usage. If mm-hmm. I mean, a guy's only as good as you let him be on your TV.
As good as he's being booked.
I blame myself, but nobody even caught it. We forgot somebody on the show this week. We forgot Biohazard.
I know. He just talked to me about it. He's like, are we starting the show late? I said, oh, God.
We were too worried about something else before the show started. Sorry, Biohazard.
Yeah.
I was like, well, apparently my time on the show is as forgettable as some people's had a ring.
It's because you overtook every other section.
and we only got like about another half hour or so of recording. So but we'll at least let you get in. What is your Keep Tossing Improves?
What was everybody else's so I know where to throw in?
Just say something. And okay. Yeah, if we talked about it, maybe we'll talk about it a little more. But if not, we'll, yeah.
Oh, well, I want to keep the Christmas theme Street Fight. the Christmas thing, they do it every year. And it's always my favorite part of the Christmas Raw episode or whatever. I love that. Just they add the Christmas trees and the presents and opening of the chairs and stuff like that.
That was my Keith, mate, and everyone. That was my Keith, mate, and everyone shat on it, so.
Well, if Wayne, I was on I was in time, and then Wayne, I wanted to toss Hulk Hogan. Just get him on TV. He's too old.
That was my
no true brother.
Wayne, I was going to set you up and say that Biohazard stole your section, and this week you actually get to ninja him back. But no.
All I got to say is I think...
What can I say?
I just got my keep for the week, and that's getting Wayne to say shat on it.
All right, back to your water cooler before we give it back to Biohazard.
I've got two more. WWE may be planning on fast-tracking storylines to rush the authority back to television in an attempt to boost ratings.
Oh, I totally believe that. That's a WWE thing that they would say this time of the year when ratings are probably bad anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which, I'm sure it was discussed in some meeting somewhere, but...
Which WWE should be happy. They no longer have to go up against Monday Night Football until next season.
I think they're just going to... See, right around the corner is Royal Rumble, so the ratings are going to go back up anyway. They only have, two more weeks until Rumble season?
Yeah, it's pretty much get out of the new year, and it starts basically the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, and see, it's going to go back up anyway, so I don't see them bringing it back until maybe Royal Rumble or something like that.
My memory is shit every year. Is the WrestleMania sign go up before or at Rumble?
At Rumble, yeah.
Because yeah, everybody had the WrestleMania, not the WrestleMania moment, the Royal Rumble moment, if you will, where after they win, they point to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the big thing to close the show is pointing at the sign.
I just want somebody to turn around and do the Steve Austin and just give it two big fingers.
Or just get Dean Ambrose to try and grab and rip it down and explode.
I'm so disappointed that the Christmas tree did not explode in his face. So disappointed.
Well, the funny bit was he picked up a TV out of a box. He's like, I'm not doing that again.
That whole match for me was enjoyable. So I don't care what anyone says.
It sucked.
Whatever.
I didn't get to see it, so it sucked.
Biohazard's just a Christmas mark.
I didn't like Ho-Ho Hogan, so not really a Christmas mark. I remember the match they did. It was like Randy Orton and I don't even remember who he fought like 2 years ago. Just him eating a cookie during the match. And he's like, Ho-Ho-Ho, and smacked a guy in the head with a cookie tray. I thought it was the funniest spot of the whole match.
Most memorable Christmas episode event is Santa Claus getting ran over. That was hilarious. I wish Del Rio would have been back this year. Yes, I wish Del Rio would have been back this year because I'd love to see Hogan get ran over.
Yeah, just for him to drive him over and then drive away. Bye, I'm going to Bellator.
He wouldn't have passed the medical DRG. Come on, be realistic.
Here's the thing. He would have got hit by the car, and then it really would have, killed him.
He'd have been paralyzed for life.
Yep. It would have been like Vince showing up the next day after he explodes in a limousine. He would have been dead.
Yeah. Can we drop Napalm on the crowd for actually chanting Ho Ho Hogan, please?
Yeah, from Minnesota, I'm pretty sure they do weird shit up there.
They were Minnesota. That's why they were chanting We Love AJ, because they're just as pale as her. I get it, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, that and they like 12-year-old girls.
Oh. Right, leave it there. Well, one last one. This is one sent to me by our host this week, Heavy Set. Do you want me to read the whole thing or just bits of it?
You can do the bits, at least the main part.
I'll just sum it up in my lovely words then. Basically, there's a strict no CM Punk policy, and there was sightings of at least 5 fans from Raw this week being kicked out for violating this policy and taken away numerous CM Punk signs.
Jesus, it sounds like they're part of the straight edge society.
Some of these fans probably are kidding, technically.
Apparently they were asked to change their clothes, remove their signs, or they will be ejaculated from the venue.
Ejaculated from the venue.
From
the venue.
If you're going to kick a person out, give them their money back, because they pay money to go to that show. They should give them their money back when it comes out.
I'm going to let you finish, but he just said ejaculated from the venue.
I
was trying to swerve the bad joke.
No, you can't swerve the bad joke.
I didn't mean it, honestly. I meant evacuated.
So if you wear a CM Punk shirt or bring a sign...
Oh, even evacuated, it's ejected in it. Fuck!
You will get ejaculated.
Yeah, it's ejected, not ejaculated. Now, if you're going to go around ejaculating people, I might actually wear a CM Punk shirt.
Is that...
Oh, dear, I'm really there.
Is that where AJ Lee was? Is that what they're doing with her now?
Could very well be. But, okay, on to the subject at hand. What does everybody feel about this? Because this led into a very, very interesting debate on GroupMe featuring one that won't be named right now on the show. But and you could consider the source if you catch the hint. How does everybody feel about it?
Like I said, if they're going to kick them out just for wearing a shirt, then give them their money back. They paid to see that show, and they're going to kick them out just for wearing a shirt of somebody who no longer works there. What right do they have to tell anybody how to dress at a wrestling show?
But I get it to a point, because why are you wearing that shirt? You know, it's like I've used the examples of it's like wearing, it's going to go over some people's head, but it's like wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey to a Browns game that the Steelers aren't playing at. It's like wearing a Michael Vick jersey to a pedo rally. It's like wearing something Chris Benoit related. It's you're doing it kind of out of spite. Now, granted,
it's wearing a Chris Brown shirt to a Rihanna concert.
Yes.
I wouldn't go that.
It's like
far.
Wearing.
You're
a,
just wearing an iconic dress.
Hold on, I'm not done yet.
Me.
Who's the host this week? Shut up. It's like wearing a Ray Rice jersey to a battered woman shelter.
God damn you, you took it.
Is that why you wo'd me?
It's like wearing an Adrian Peterson jersey to a Help Save the Kids convention.
Yeah.
How you doing?
It's like wearing an NFL jersey in a soccer game.
How you doing?
It's like wearing a Jimmy Snuka t-shirt to a battered wives convention.
How you doing?
It's like going to Devil Vamp's house with a Christianity Rocks t-shirt.
How you doing?
With a God's Not Dead t-shirt.
You're doing it out of spite. You don't have to wear the CM Punk shirt. Now, the only reason I think you should be allowed to wear a CM Punk shirt is if that is the only shirt you own. And let's face it. Oh, that's one thing. Okay, I might give Chicago a pass on that, but can you imagine how many people are going to have to be ejected from? But I think this is WWE's way of saying, you know what, let's move on. We're throwing Chris Benoit. We're throwing CM Punk onto the Chris Benoit list. Granted, Chris Benoit did stuff much worse, but
I was gonna say
we want to move away from that topic. And I've heard some people say that, like, oh, they should ignore it. Oh, like what WWE's been doing pretty much all year, except for when they are in Chicago and they get the chance and they have to, and they kind of maybe not play into it, but they mention it or something. But other than that, ooh, they do their...
Sorry, I'm CM Punk and I'm yawning. What a surprise.
But they've ignored it. So now it's WWE saying, all right, stop.
Here's my thing, though. I believe they do the signs. I really highly doubt, unless you're being disruptive about it, they're not going to worry about the shirt you're wearing. It's when you become an ass is when they're going to throw you out because of it.
Mm-hmm. I think with the shirt, too, if let's say it is a problem because they don't want anybody to have it on, and to them that's something that's offensive. If it is suitable for you to turn it inside out, then I think that I'm perfectly fine with this. I mean, granted, you probably shouldn't wear it there anyway, because like I said, if you're wearing it, you are wearing it out of spite. You are doing it to be a jackass.
What if it's like a non-WWE shirt? Like it's sold somewhere else that just happened to have his face on it, but it's not
then
WWE related.
You know that they're doing it out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get the one from Pro Wrestling Tees that it's
motherfucker.
No, it's the one of, it's him doing the pipe bomb promo, but it's done with the art where, like, you don't see his eyes or his nose or his mouth
or anything.
Whatever that drawing probably has a certain, that style probably has a name, but like that where it's him, but it's not like exactly him type thing. It's a little bit abstract.
I think if they're giving
right,
away,
moving on.
They're giving away shirts to change. Like, I know they did it one with somebody where if you wore their shirt, they're going to give you a shirt to change into. I was like, that would be a big positive out of it. Just what, wear it to get a free shirt. I mean,
what? No. Okay. What they should do, if you wear a CM Punk shirt, you're going to be forced to change it. But they...
Should have seen it.
No. They give you, like, something out of the warehouse that...
Ryback shirt.
No, but, like...
Dude, the dumpster drossy.
Yeah, like, something, like, nobody would fucking wear. Like, oh, my God, they made this shirt. Like, I'm trying to think of...
What, like a John Laurinaitis shirt, let alone have it as one of their favorites.
Hey, you're out of line, okay? I'm talking, like,
Kerwin White shirt.
No, Cody Rhodes... First shirt. Look that one up. That thing was hideous.
I'm going to do it now.
But let's be honest here. I think the fans care more about CM Punk than WWE does. Do you really think WWE is wasting any of their own time or effort worrying about CM Punk shit?
If they're putting out this little thing, then yeah. I think
is that a fan
much.
Report? Is that a fan report, or is that actually from the WWE?
That's what I was trying to get to on this, is that it's not... Even if it does come out to be official, everybody needs to realize that either A, don't wear the shirt, and if you're a person who is on the internet and that big of a fan, that you are claiming to be CM Punk's biggest fan of all time, and even have the day of when he signed and talked to you for your little piece of autograph, I'm sorry, don't worry about the shirt, don't wear it. If you want to go to a WWE event, don't fucking wear it. It's not that big of a deal, get the hell over it.
Yeah, it's not that this is something official by WWE exactly. The report is somebody who worked security is kind of reporting this.
The Joey Mercury?
Well, no, Jamie Noble.
I'm going to guess I'm sure they were told, you know, CM Punk signs, confiscate those, along with a bazillion other things that are on a sign that you're not allowed to have. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Don't care. I don't care. I'm gonna devil vamp this thing to death. I'm sorry, Kata. You might think it's stupid and ridiculous of the WWE to do. It's their product. If they choose not to do it, then follow the rules. If you don't like it, don't go to a WWE event. It's simple.
Any business has the right to dictate what's going on in their establishment.
Well, to an extent, like segregation and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Well, but, yeah, naturally, but come on now.
You have to do this with these types of fans, a freaking degree. We're talking about this in the first place. It should be a non-freaking issue, but everybody thinks that they're entitled to freedom of speech, man. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, if you go to a place where they're trying to produce live television, I guarantee you they don't want trolls in the audience, so they're going to try to avoid trolls in the audience.
And please read what freedom of speech actually means
before
you invoke it, please.
Yeah, I had someone bring that up in the conversation we're talking. I'm just like, freedom of speech is against the government.
No, you have the freedom to say anything you want, but the company has a freedom to do whatever they feel is right to in response.
Well, what I'm saying, when people say, "Oh, I got the freedom of speech," what they're implying is the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and that freedom of speech is for the government. You have freedom to say whatever you want about the government. Well, except for Wayne, because he's British.
God, it's like being bloody on with Devil Vamp.
No, it's something that I got to bring up because people say, like, "Oh, we got freedom of speech." I mean, this is not just wrestling. Is there anything where people are like, "Oh, I got freedom of speech"? You do against the government, but guess what? There's different rules out here. And granted, anybody.
I'm sure the government won't mind if you're wearing a CM Punk T-shirt.
I bet.
I almost guarantee it.
There's a difference between utilizing freedom of speech to rally against an oppressive regime or to use the freedom of press to report, which is also being abused, than saying, "I want to wear this T-shirt because I think that CM Punk was done wrong because I love Punk," and yada yada. This is the whole thing that Vamp was talking about, the savior mentality that they have with Punk. It's little things like this where people make it a big issue when it shouldn't matter. Look at it from the other side. They don't want people chanting these things because it makes their show look horrible. Why would you want to willingly say, "Oh, it's okay if you do that"? It makes no sense.
On a side note, Katie, what would you do if AJ Lee quit? Who would your favorite wrestlers in WWE finally be?
She'll give up wrestling.
Death Rolls.
She's a UFC bird now, anyway. So.
UFC
and
women.
I like Charlotte and Natty.
You have good taste.
Of course I do.
Paige?
I'm a woman.
What about Paige?
Who?
Paige is cool, too.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm actually
a little more excited to see her on Total Divas. I think she might be, like, the funny one on there.
Have you seen the clip of her attacking someone? I really want to see what that's about.
Well, I saw a clip of her. Like, she made, like, these brownies or something, and Natty ate one, and she said there were drugs in it, and Natty threw up. And
I'm guessing, like, Natty probably tried rubbing on her vagina like she did Deep Heat that time on the bus.
I just want to know if it's true about Paige. Is it that she sleeps in a coffin, or she sleeps upside down?
I touched her brother.
Ew.
Screw that. I want to know why it is that whenever she lays down on the mat, she blends in. That doesn't make sense.
That's why Cameron had such trouble pinning. And granted, I know it wasn't Paige, but still. Right, moving on. We need to. Is that the last Wayne's water cooler?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You killed it with a CM Punk discussion, thank you.
Yes, right. We killed it. Anyway, let's get into best of the week.
What about the emails?
Oh yeah, emails. I forgot about. Fuck. 2 hours in and we are at the emails. Fuck you, DRG.
Called it.
Right, we better fucking whip it out and get on with it. So, hey, yo, I wonder who this is from. So, for this week in Pro Wrestling History, I'll present you with the following. December 23rd, 1962, the great Muto was born, Keiji Muto, in... For God's sake. Sushi Yasudara, Yamamishi, Japan.
Ever.
Oh, I'm not doing that again, just because you got
what. How you doing?
Thank you. December 23rd, 2000. ECW held Holiday Hell in ECW Arena. In the main event, Steve Corino defended the ECW Championship in a three-way dance against Justin Credible and the Sandman.
How you doing?
December 26th, 1988, NWA held Starrcade 88. True Grit from the Norfolk Scope in Norfolk. He spelt it wrong, but never mind. Norfolk, Virginia. In the main event, Ric Flair defended the NWA World Heavyweight Championship against Lex Luger.
How you doing?
God, you're not being very quick today, are you? December 28th... December 27th, 98, WCW held Starrcade in Washington, D.C. In the main event, Kevin Nash defeated Goldberg in a no disqualification match to end the streak and capture the WCW Championship.
How you fucking doing? God, that was horrible.
December 28th, 92, WCW held Starrcade 92, obviously. Battle Bowl, Lethal Lottery 2 from the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia. In the main event, the Great Muta won the Battle Bowl Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
December 28th, 97, WCW held Starrcade 97. God, I'm dying. From the end, in the MCI Center, Washington, D.C., in the much-hyped main event, Sting defeated Hollywood Hogan for the WCW Championship.
How you doing?
Kata out. Sorry, I can't give it the full throttle, but my throat was going to, like, pack out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, Wayne, just like you're breathing in that email reading, this Adam Rose bunny shit, yeah, it should S-T-A-W-P stop.
Did you see that the WWE messed up and then when they were dragging Ryback on through the back on SmackDown to show his injury, they actually had the bunny unmasked?
They took the video down and I think they put up an edited one.
Yeah.
Who was it?
So you only saw the back of the head.
All right, was it red hair?
No, it wasn't. Sammy
Zayn.
Okay.
They said it was Hunico, but it's anybody. It's whoever's there that week that is on the show.
Yeah, that part could be filled in whenever, but it's actually later on when they unmasked that it matters. But anyway.
Should we get into Andy emails? I was going to say Andy Anderson's email of the week.
I like Andy emails. Let's go with that.
Andy emails. We're officially changing his name.
Yeah, drop your dime next.
All right. Hello, boys and Katie.
Hi, Andy emails.
This week, since it's close to Christmas, as it is Christmas, I'd like to know if you could ask Santa for one wrestling Christmas wish gift, what would it be? My wish would be that the next time that there's... Oh, my God, it's the Angry Bunny email from last week as well. This is, like, vicious and nasty. Right, anyway, I'll shut up now. My wish would be that next time that stupid bunny is in the ring, Kane's music would hit, he'll come out in his big red machine gear with the mask, a tombstone the bunny, and the head bunny's head breaks off, rolls out the ring, and we'd never see that stupid bunny again. What would your guys' wish or gift be? Thank you for reading my email, and that has been my nickel.
Thank you, Andy. You just made me
bunny
happy.
Bunny murderer. He's a bunny murderer.
I must really hate Easter.
No Cadbury eggs for that man.
Come on, heavy host.
Right, Wayne,
come on.
Wayne, what is your Christmas wish list?
I said on second shift, thanks for listening, but I'll repeat it again. Daniel Bryan back.
Your Christmas wish list, what? Are we adding a segment to the show?
No,
that was the email.
Unlike last week, you don't have the excuse of saying that it was something in post-production. You just didn't pay attention this week.
You've got the concentration span of that horrible little British lad.
No, I got the concentration span of 8 minutes, motherfuckers. That's the concentration span I got. I got other shit going on.
That. Okay, but I'm just saying, yeah, Daniel Bryan back.
That's a good one, Wayne. How about you, Katie? What would be yours?
I was going to say Daniel Bryan back as well. I mean, I'm kind of missing him right now. So, I mean, did anybody see Tribute to the Truth, that segment with him and Rusev? I thought that was fun. With soldiers and everything.
Very good. How about you, Biohazard? What would be your Christmas wish?
Shut the fuck up, DRG. Biohazard.
I'm just trying to move it along. It's 8 minutes.
Shut the fuck up then.
Eight minute warning.
I will be Devil Vamp. Shut the fuck up then.
oh my God, I swear I'm going to kill Heavy. I'm going to slit him in his sleep and I'm going to shave his beard off and stuff it up his butt.
Don't shave his head, though, because he's got a weird bumpy head. He
he looks weird bald. Guys, I got lumps on my head.
I got a, some of the people with a head don't look good because just their heads are lumpy. I got a lumpy head.
If you got a lumpy head, man,
shut the
you
fuck
might
up. All right,
you might want to go to a doctor and get a shot of penicillin because that could be general works.
I will disconnect from the call. Say
that
you
dropped a lot on your head.
No, I just got a big ass fucking head. Anyway, biohazard.
Sorry, I'm back.
Anyway, I want Enzo and Big Cass and Carmella to get called up because Raw's comedy bits are really stale and they're good on the mic, so anything they do, just a little comedy coming to the ring is gold.
How you doing?
I think my wish list would be, and this will not happen, but Dolph to actually win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
I think when they do the cash-in with Seth Rollins, I said this on thingy as well, Secretary, I think Dolph would be the better one to cash in on rather than Roman Reigns. The heat that would get from the crowd would be amazing.
I think Dolph is going to be the next Money in the Bank winner.
Yeah, you're looking at probably a year away before Dolph can even get a sniff at the picture. But
I will say this, if they keep his build-up going on as the way it is now, there's no reason why he can't win the Money in the Bank and then have another close to a year with the briefcase and then cash in and have it be epic. But it's just, for him to win that title, it's you have to be a big main event player, in my opinion. And
I've got a good one. Could they do this?
Did you just see a picture of Paige and we don't know it?
Could they, right, have Dolph win the Money in the Bank match at the start of the evening, and then, so you've technically got two Money in the Bank winners for, like, the only time in the year that could happen, and then they both go and cash in at the end of the show.
Wouldn't he have to give up Money in the Bank at the pay-per-view if he doesn't cash in by then?
I think what he's saying is Dolph Ziggler wins it. Seth Rollins hasn't cashed in yet. At the end of the show, Ziggler cashes in, and then after that, Seth Rollins cashes in.
Well, that's what I'm saying is doesn't Seth have to return the briefcase at the start of the show if he hasn't cashed in by then? Because we haven't ever seen him gone a full year, but one of the things with Option C is that they have to turn in the title belt a week beforehand, so that doesn't happen.
Well, I think you would have
that's what I'm saying. They've never stated that in the rules, so could there be a technicality? Like, one goes to cash in, then suddenly, just before he's about to cash in, the other one wanders down, like the referee's like, oh shit, which briefcase? And then they just have a fall out.
I think
that'd
what it
be
is,
awesome.
Yeah, because they've never gone a year, and what it was when it was originally at Mania was you have until the next year's WrestleMania. Like, granted, I don't know what that means. You have until the next year's WrestleMania starts to have it cashed in, or you have until the end of that WrestleMania to cash in. They've never gone that far.
I would think
that's an interesting idea. Definitely, I like it, Wayne.
It's WWE rules, dude. They can do whatever they want. What was it? 180 day title defense rule too? How's that?
90
working?
Days.
Oh, it was 90. 30. Yeah,
it was 30 days.
Yeah, it was 30.
Yeah, how's that working?
Then they changed it to 3,000.
Right.
Moff, what's your Christmas wish list for next year? Wrestling.
Wow. There's a lot, though. I mean, I want to see more of the X-Shield, more of the X-Wyatts, less of the Sheamuses, Ortons, Cenas. More young guys, more fresh guys.
I'd like to see more of Paige, personally, but if you want to see young boys, then go for it.
I'm sorry, I don't want to see a young girl.
That looks like a boy.
No, she looks like a 12-year-old. She looks like a girl that a pedophile would go after. Just saying.
Oh, you mean like a...
Was that everybody on their Christmas wish list?
No.
That was sort of a killer for it. Thanks, Mark.
I wish to see EC3 year 2 culminate at Bound for Glory, where the start of his year 3 is where he wins his first World Heavyweight Championship. That's what I want.
What pointless country are they going to hold it in this year, DRG?
I actually think they're talking about doing it in this one country called England, but I don't know why the fuck they would do that. That's just stupid.
Did you mean
they might actually get people in the crowd. I know it's a crazy theory.
You meant India, right?
Yeah, India. Yeah, that would probably be better. At least it wouldn't smell as bad as England. Yeah, no, they actually had 4,800 people at Bound for Glory this year, so the whole argument of nobody being there kind of is flawed. That's house shows.
Your biggest show of the year meant jack diddly shit because it was Japan.
I like the Risk. I think it failed. I think it was their worst pay-per-view this year. There were some quality matches. I like the fact that they featured Strong Style heavily. Manic's match was awesome. Kaz Hayashi versus Low-Key versus Joe was awesome. From a wrestling stand, I liked it. For it being Bound for Glory, their biggest pay-per-view of the year, it was bad. Real bad. That's why I gave it the worst pay-per-view of the year for the TIP Awards.
I heard you can buy tickets to the New York City tapings, second row, for like under $20.
No, they're still selling for like 50 that close, and then right, I want to say it's like row 5 or 6 you can
they're
buy
doing,
them.
They're doing sales. They're doing it like a sale now.
See, I haven't seen anything
with
that.
Is it Ticketmaster selling them, or is it the...
Ticketmaster.
No, you're buying them, the fan StubHub type deals.
No, that's Ticketmaster.
No, it was God's sake. Dixie Carter is standing literally outside the venue pleading with people to buy them.
Now, everything that I've seen on Ticketmaster, because I've looked it up, from row 6 back is like $35, and row 6 up is like 50
and
or 70.
Look into the, like, they're doing like a 50% off sale on those tickets right now.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying from what I have seen, I can't confirm something that I have not seen.
You're supposed to be the marketing rep.
You're damn right, but you know what? It's Christmas time, and they haven't put out any new product, so I'm fucking slacking. Although I will say their best of show was one of the best shows since New York City.
Oh, that ain't saying much. could they be on sale? Because it is Christmas time, and they are trying to get rid of them now. Because it's still almost a month until those shows.
No, it's 2 weeks,
yeah,
3 weeks.
2 weeks.
I thought it was like the 16th.
No, that's the Friday. They're doing a live show on the 7th. That's a live show, and then the 16th
the
pay-per-view is the first
thing.
Taping.
They're free for view.
It's their first episode of Impact on Destination America will be a live show on Wednesday, the 7th, and then the next week they will be moving to Fridays on the 16th, which will be their permanent spot moving forward.
Right, moving on. Let's get into the best of the week. Take two. Wayne, what is your best of the week?
Have you guys seen the retro computer games but mixed in with like WWE Superstars? So you got like 8-bit graphics and old games but with like wrestlers like Pokemon with Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar. That's just really funny. Look up, it's on the website. Thank you. I'm trying to be nice and hurrying up for Heavy, but it sounds like he's, like, jittering around like he wants to, a poo, so...
Well, I'm busy. I got trying to get the other shows, but anyway, Katie, what is your best of the week?
Well, I had two. One is I really liked the Ziggler-Harper match from Raw. I thought it was awesome. And this week I got WWE 2K15, so I just started playing that, and I'm enjoying it so far.
DRG, what is your best of the week?
My best of the week was the Jay Lethal woo-off with Ric Flair. It was number 17 on the Best of Countdown. I was rolling. That thing is freaking hilarious.
I love that. I caught the Best of right at the end of it, and I remember that moment, and I just died again. It was so funny.
Oh, it was. And they did a comedy section right before they showed that moment, where they showed some of the Best of comedy, where they had like Shark Boy and Curry Man and EY when he was strip dancing, which was god awful. But they've had some really funny comedy moments over the years that I guess it gets outweighed with me because I focus so much on the wrestling, but they've actually had some really good stuff.
The annual turkey, forcing the heels to get into the turkey outfit.
EY wore it last year. I think they ended it with the wedding between ODB and Eric Young in the steel cage, and I still rolled because it fit them so perfect. That EY and Eric Young together, I don't care what anybody says, I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
All right, Mop, what was your best of the week?
Yeah, moving on. There really wasn't anything.
That's the attitude.
Biohazard, what's your best of the week?
Well, since I'm apparently forgettable, I'm going to...
Oh, you're not forgettable, liar!
I'm going to steal yours and go with the Kevin Owens-Adrian Neville match at the end of NXT. Just that they did a spot where it was a top rope impaler DDT. Oh, it was beautiful. Just that whole match in general, the double count out to lead on to what's going to happen next week, and oh my god, it was just so amazing.
Was that their first matchup, like, ever?
No, in WWE. They've had matches before.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember any Steen-Pac feud, so.
It's when Pac first started.
If it was Japan, it didn't happen.
No, it was...
bullshit.
It was in England, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, the second country that did.
Because you gotta realize Pac was pretty much an all England wrestler.
Yeah.
I think he did some stuff outside of there, but it wasn't a lot that I could think of. I'm not the person you should really be asking.
Where I saw him was Dragon Gate USA. That's where I got introduced to him.
That's what I was gonna say. That's where he got his big break in Japan was DG, and then he had New Japan stuff, and then he had Zero One and Noah. I know him and Steen took on at one of the tournaments for Noah, and I'm pretty sure it probably wasn't Battle of Los Angeles, but it might have been the Ted Petty Invitational where they met up as well.
But how about Pac's transformation? Man, he's come a long way.
Short. Is there something in the water over there in England that makes you short? Pac, Rain.
Yeah, that's what happens. They all have to have little man syndrome so they can talk a whole bunch of big shit and not back it up.
But that's
you, Ant. I'm not talking about you, Wayne. I'm talking about Ant.
That's the part of Neville's game that's gotten 1,000 times better is his ability to talk.
I still love the Zelda in the ears. Because if you listen to that Colt Cabana thing, I know I've said this before, he's very introverted and very shy. And seeing him make fun of himself like that openly was hilarious.
Yeah, I heard that interview. I'm like, there's no way this guy's going to make it in WWE. There is no way listening to that interview. And then here he is.
That was my exact same thought because there are certain people coming off the indies that I think would be better in TNA, like a Sammy Callahan, who is now Solomon Crow, who we've seen once, thanks to Sami Zayn winning the championship. I thought he would be better fit in TNA because they have less creative restrictions. Like, with WWE, everything's scripted out. And I think Sami Callihan is featured best whenever you give him the ability to write his own material.
Right, and my best of the week is... The picture that leaked
negative
online.
Negative 8 minutes?
Yeah. Is the picture that leaked online. I don't know who tweeted it out, but it is a face-to-face stare down of Bray Wyatt and the Boogeyman.
I saw that. Awesome.
That needs to be the WrestleMania match. Fuck Sting, fuck Taker, Boogeyman, Bray Wyatt, fucking book it. Old school Raw, book it.
That was
too bad. It's too bad we can't do a three-way with Papa Shango. Also,
we could probably do a fatal 3.5 way with those three and Kamala.
Ouch! That's a low blow.
I just am drooling at the fact that you would have the mysterious worms coming out of nowhere, and then their brains would start leaking out, and then all of a sudden, all the monitors in the building would explode, and no more televisions would be around. It would be awesome.
And we could have a procession of whores walk down the ramp.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Right.
Are we doing the Divas WrestleMania match again? where they all come down at the same time with Kid Rock?
I don't even know who was in there, because they did no introductions.
Yeah, I remember it happening. I don't remember anybody in it.
It didn't matter.
All right, let's get into the ending of the show. And, Wayne, where can we find you?
You can find me on the Second Shift Podcast or at Wayne Zabaker.
When are you changing your Twitter handle?
When I start my new job. And I don't know what convenient, witty title I should go with.
Wayne is
Wayne
a cabbie.
The bus boy.
Wayne is a cabbie.
That Wayne... could go down seriously wrong, Bob.
Wayne was a baker.
I've gained a lot of new followers, though, so...
Katie, where can I find you?
What does busboy mean in England? I'm curious.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was just thinking, too. I'm like, wait a minute, does it mean something different?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Explain, sir, explain.
Yes.
I think we might leave it there.
Right, moving on. Katie, where can we find you?
At Katie First Lady. I'm also on Second Shift Pod this week with a bunch of cool people and Wayne. So.
Oh, hey. Burn.
She's going to defend her killer title. Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry.
Uh-huh. DRG, where can we find you?
At MRDRG_WIR. No witty banner, no anything else. Heavy's pissed already.
Yeah. Mop, where can we find you?
At the Mop Jockey and NFL Easy Picks, also on the Trending Topics Network.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com and Biohazard. How about you?
At the Biohazard King.
Thanks for popping in anyway.
Yeah, I'm...
Big
I'm,
floppy, you were late, but never mind.
I'm really sorry about that. I was like,
what the hell is going on? It's 10:30 on.
In all fairness, there was a good excuse.
I knew somebody was missing, but since we had a conversation before the show, I thought it was that, but it wasn't, and I knew Devil Vamp wasn't here.
All I kept saying was, Biohazard King, and you were like, shush, he'll go away if you don't say that.
I got audio proof that conversation never happened. Anyway, of course, you can find me at Heavyset330. You can also find me at NFL Easy Picks at, and this is a new Twitter handle, OHWrestlingNet. That's the Ohio Wrestling Network, because we are on the Training Topics Network now, and Kayfabe Sports is now bye-bye. And you can follow the Training Topics Network at the TTNet, and also DSJMP.com. We already talked about that. But that will do it for us, and have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you...
Shalom.
God, I keep talking about freaking this. Did you not listen to Cerebral Satire? That's all bullshit.
Damn it, Katie, you took my sign off. Shalom!
Wayne's Water Cooler.